Chapter 14, Brigamuni's Great Test. Long ago, many great sages sat on the bank of the Saraswati River to talk about the holy Vedic scriptures. One sage said, "There are three main lords who direct everything in the world: Lord Brahma, the creator; Lord Vishnu, the maintainer; and Lord Shiva, the destroyer. Who among them is supreme?" Everyone described many wonderful qualities of these three lords, but they could not decide who was supreme. So they sent Brigamuni to visit each of them. Brigamuni first went to see his father, Lord Brahma, who lives in Brahmaloka. Although it is the son's duty to greet his father respectfully, Brigamuni did not behave properly on purpose, just to see what Lord Brahma would do. Because of his son's bad manners, Lord Brahma angrily said, "It is common decency to greet your own father with respect. How do you dare to insult your father, who is the ruler of the universe?" Because Brigu was his son, Lord Brahma controlled his anger with his great intelligence. After upsetting Lord Brahma, Brigamuni went to Mount Kailash to visit his brother, Lord Shiva. Glad to see him, Lord Shiva personally got up to embrace him, but as Shiva walked towards him, Brigu stepped back to avoid him. "My dear brother," he said, "you are so dirty because you always smear your body with ashes from the graveyards. Please do not touch me." Lord Shiva's eyes quickly became angry and red. With uncontrollable rage, he took up his trident to kill Brigamuni. Lord Shiva's wife, Parvati, threw herself down in front of her husband's feet. With sober, sweet words, she finally convinced him to spare his own brother. Brigamuni was fortunate to escape. He traveled straight on to Swetadweep to visit Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was sleeping on a bed of flowers where his wife Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, was massaging his lotus feet. Without being invited, Brigamuni walked straight over to the bed and put his foot upon the Lord's chest. It is said that from that very moment, Lakshmi has not offered many fortunes to the Brahmins, and therefore Brahmins are generally quite poor. Lord Vishnu, however, did not take the offense very seriously. Instead, he rose from his bed and offered respects to the best of Brahmanas, Brigamuni. "My dear Brahman, you have blessed me by coming to my home. Please sit here on this cushion for a few minutes. I am very sorry I did not welcome you properly when you entered." He apologized. "I have offended you, and I beg your forgiveness. Brahmins like you are so pure that the water that washes your feet can purify even a holy place. Therefore, I pray to you to purify the Vaikuntha planet. O great sage, I know that your feet are very soft, like a lotus flower, and that my chest is as hard as a thunderbolt. I am therefore afraid you may have felt some pain by touching my chest with your foot." Lord Vishnu then began to massage Brigamuni's feet. "My chest," the Lord continued, "has now become blessed by the touch of your feet, and I am now assured that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, will be happy to live there forever and ever." Brighamuni was truly amazed. He had insulted the Lord in the worst way, but the Lord had responded by offering prayers of worship to him. Tears fell from his eyes. He could not even speak. He simply stood very silent and humbled before the loving form of Lord Vishnu. He knew well that he now truly stood before the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brighamuni returned to the holy men awaiting him on the bank of the river Saraswati and described his experiences. After hearing these stories, the sages said, "Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva became angered very easily, while Lord Vishnu, who is non-different from Krishna, simply excused and tolerated your rude behavior. He is certainly the greatest and most extraordinary personality. Anyone who offers devotional service to the Supreme Friend, Lord Krishna, becomes peaceful and free from fear."